The rain had been coming down steady all afternoon, pounding the tin roof like a drum you could feel in your chest. I stood at the edge of the porch, watching a small river gush out of the downspout and straight into the mud. All that clean water, rushing away to nowhere. Out here, every drop matters. Wells can run dry. Power can fail. And when the grid goes down, the tap is just another piece of useless plumbing. That day, I caught myself doing the math in my head. 1 inch of rain on a modest roof is hundreds of gallons. Enough to keep a garden alive through a dry spell or give you drinking water in an emergency. Yet here I was, letting it slip away. The sound of it hitting the ground started to feel wrong, like burning firewood before it's cured. Wasteful in a way you can't ignore once you notice it. I thought back to a summer when the creek dried to a trickle. Neighbors were hauling water in buckets from miles away. Every drop had to be guarded, and the air seemed to carry that tension. It's not a memory you forget. That's when I decided I'd never be caught unprepared again. Rainwater harvesting isn't some fancy, high-tech system. It's simple. Gutters, a downspout diverter, a barrel, and a mesh filter to keep the grid out. You set it up once, and it works for years. And the first time you hear water drumming into that barrel, it feels like money in the bank. Only better, because you can drink it. This isn't about building the perfect system overnight. It's about taking control of something most people don't think about until it's gone. You don't have to be an engineer. You don't need expensive gear. You just need a roof, a little know-how, and the will to stop watching the rain slip away. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave a comment. The next story might change your mind. Don't miss a single turn. Chapter 1. Catching the Rain. A step-by-step guide to your first harvest. Step 1. Know why you're doing this. Before you pick up a single tool, you need to understand why rainwater harvesting matters. Out here, water isn't just a utility, it's survival. Wells can fail. Droughts happen. And even if you're tied into city water, storms and outages can cut that off without warning. Collecting rain is like keeping cash in an envelope under the bed. It's yours. No one's shutting it off. And it's free every time the clouds roll in. Step 2. Pick the right spot. Walk around your house during the next rain. Watch where the water comes off the roof. You want the downspout that gets the most flow without debris from overhanging trees. Your barrel or storage tank should sit on level ground, close to that downspout, and in a place where you can easily access it. If it's too far out of the way, you won't use it as much. Tip from experience. Keep it close to the garden if that's your main use. It saves hauling buckets across the yard in August heat. Step 3. Gather what you'll need. You don't have to buy a pre-made kit, though those exist. A basic setup includes gutters, already installed on your roof or ready to be added. Downspout diverter. Directs water into your barrel while letting overflow pass through. Mesh filter or screen. Keeps out leaves, grit, and insects. Rain barrel or tank, food-grade plastic if you plan to drink it. Cinder blocks or a stand, raises the barrel for easier filling of watering cans or buckets. Basic tools, tape measure, drill, hacksaw or tin snips, screws, and silicone sealant. Step 4. Clean and check the gutters. If your gutters are full of leaves or grit, you'll be collecting dirty water from day one. Climb up safely with a ladder, scoop out debris, and rinse with a hose. Check for leaks or sagging sections. They'll rob you of flow. A tight, sealed gutter system means every drop you collect goes where it should. Step 5. Install the diverter. Measure your downspout about 2 feet above where the top of the barrel will sit. Mark and cut out a section using tin snips or a hacksaw. Slide in the diverter according to the instructions. Usually, it's a simple fit with screws and a gasket to prevent leaks. A good diverter will switch automatically between filling your barrel and letting excess water flow down the downspout once it's full. This prevents overflow from splashing near your foundation. Step 6. Position and secure the barrel. Set your barrel on a level base, cinder blocks, or a sturdy stand work best. The higher you raise it, the easier it is to use gravity for filling containers. If you're in an area with heavy storms, secure it with straps or brackets. A full 55-gallon barrel weighs over 450 pounds. You don't want it tipping. Step 7. Add the mesh filter. Place a fine mesh screen over the inlet where water enters the barrel. This keeps out debris, insects, and mosquitoes. You can buy a purpose-made filter or cut a piece from a stainless steel mesh sheet and secure it with a clamp. Don't skip this step. Without it, you'll be cleaning the barrel more often, and stagnant water will become a breeding ground for bugs. Step 8. First test run. Wait for a rain shower. Watch how the water flows from the roof, into the gutters, down the diverter, and into your barrel. Listen for leaks or splashing that might mean a poor seal. Adjust as needed before the next big storm. Step 9. Keep it clean and safe. For garden use, a little dust or leaf tannin in the water won't hurt. But if you're storing it for drinking, it must be filtered and treated. Every few months, empty the barrel completely, scrub the inside with a mild bleach solution, 1 tablespoon bleach per gallon of water, and rinse well. Check the mesh filter after heavy storms. Clogged screens slow your collection rate. Step 10. Maintenance and longevity. Inspect gutters and diverter before each rainy season. Drain the barrel before freezing weather to prevent cracking. Keep the stand solid and level. Replace worn mesh when it starts to fray. This system, once set up, works without much attention. The biggest work is standing on the porch during a storm, hearing that hollow drum fill with fresh water. Seen from the first harvest. The first time the barrel filled was during a late spring storm. The smell of rain and wet earth hung in the air. I tapped the spigot into a watering can, the water running cool and clear. A few hours earlier, it was on the roof, running to waste. Now it was mine, ready to feed the tomato seedlings waiting in the garden. That moment, you realize you've closed a loop that's been open for too long. Closing beat. Rainwater harvesting isn't a trend. It's one of the oldest survival habits there is. The difference is, now we have better tools. A few hours' work gives you something you can rely on when the sky finally breaks. And when it does, you'll hear that sound, steady, certain, and know you're ready.